بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our program. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ease the way of our hujjaj, and may Allah grant them sahha and afia, and may Allah make it easy for those who are willing to go for hajj. May Allah accept, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them health and afia, so that they can perform the ibadah of hajj. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala write for those who did not make hajj. O Allah, don't deprive the ummah from seeing your haram and your bait, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you to our program. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to our Hafiz Bilal, our engineer, and all our friends around here on studio of Radio Islam here in Johannesburg. Brother and sister in Islam, we are very fortunate ummah that we have that deenul Islam, and that is a ni'mah, nothing after it. And amongst the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that he gave us Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everyone is a lover, but our main love is to the one who grant us the love and gave us the true love in Akhirah, when Allah loves you and let you enter that promise, Jannatullah. Through the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we love his companions, Sahaba, that Rijal, the man around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To have a true friends and companions, that is a real ni'mah. Every human being loves the friend. And they say, رُبَّ أَخٌ لَمْ تَلِدْهُ أُمَّكْ. Maybe you have a brother never born from your mom. You just get a brother فِي اللَّهِ, in Allah. How many friends? They change our life. How many friends create a good environment for us to live, to assist, to reconcile, to guide us? How many friends, they became a means for those who became rich, who win or gain? How many friends took us to the road of Allah and taught us, and it became honor in our life? Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the stars and the torch for the ummah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam left this dunya, but he did not ignore the value of Sahaba, and encouraging us to go and to seek that nur from Sahaba. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. May Allah be pleased with them, and may Allah let them please to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. God Sahaba, we are very proud of them. 100,000 Sahabi and Sahabiyya, male and female, gave us that beautiful deen. We are very fortunate because we have that shade of Sahaba around us. young Sahaba, old Sahaba, youth, Arabs, not Arabs, children, rich, poor. And we know that this Sahaba can nujum, like a star. A hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us because of Sahaba. And we need the hadith to practice the sunnah and to know our deen. We call it the hadith is tafsir al-sharia, is interpretation of the sharia. The details of La ilaha illallah is Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah is Quran. Muhammadur Rasulullah is the sunnah. You will never be accepted as a Muslim if you don't read these two kalima. La ilaha illallah means the sharia of Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah is the sunnah. That sunnah, it's our practicality of deen. That sunnah, your a'mal every day, your ibadah, your ghusl, your wudu, is sunnah. You learn it from the sunnah. The one who gave you sunnah is the same one who gave you kitabullah and the Quran al-Kareem. That's why we said before here on this program, we have a science. It's called the science of hadith. We have the science of biology, we have the science of astronomy. We got department and universities discussing the terminology of hadith. Ask anyone who study on Darul Uloom, ask the alim, they will tell you how serious is that knowledge. It's called ilm al-hadith or ilm mustalah al-hadith. And we have in our community Shaykh al-Hadith, and we got Muhaddith, and we got Alim, and the Mufti. And we got a professional Ahlu Dhikr, the people who got that Alim, those who are experts of that terminology of Hadith, those who knows what is the Hadith. Some people, only specialists for the narrator. They know, they call it Ilm al-Rijal. They know who's a Rawi. And each and every department and section of the terminology of hadith or the ilm al-hadith has its own rules, own science, own professional. They dig down and knows the details of that. Special ulama, special mutakhassisin, they call them. They are ready to teach you that ilm al-hadith. And ask anyone in the first year of Darul Uloom, or those Maulana and those who study Alim course, they will tell you. And check the Musnad Ahmad, check the Sahih al-Bukhari, we check that all the Kutub of Hadith, you will know this is a garden. This is the life of Muslimin. So some people do know Ilm al-Hadith Diraya. What is Diraya? They know everything about the Hadith. You got something, it's called Musnad. Musnad, they mentioned that these people are the people of Hadith. And you got some man, we call him Muhaddith. What is Muhaddith? The scholar of Ilm, of Deen, knows all the signs of the Hadith and the names of the narrators. We got Al-Hafiz. Hafiz, anyone who memorized 100,000 Hadith with the narrator and the content, they call it Matan. We got Hujjatul Islam. What is Hujjatul Islam? He knows 300,000 hadith. We got someone who call him Al-Hakim. This Al-Hakim, he knows the entire hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrating, isnad, the reference for it, that how to, they call it jarh, and the history of it, and the content of it, everything. We call him Al-Hakim. Al-Hakim. Then this, it's called the garden. It's a huge ocean of that knowledge. For you as an ordinary Muslim, you don't need to know all that. You trust the kitab which is the most corrected kitab after Quran. Immediately, Sahih al-Bukhari. That's why we call it Bukhari Sharif. Same like we got Nabi Kareem, Quran Kareem, we got the Bukhari Sharif. Why Bukhari Sharif? Without Sahih al-Bukhari, you lost. You got Hadith on Sahih, then you got Hadith on Hasan, you got Hadith on Da'if, all that category or the degrees of the Hadith, these people of Hadith, the ulama al Hadith, they know about it. Right. You got plenty category of Hadith, and we don't want to give you that headache. The worst one, the enemy of Islam, they put it, they call it Hadith mawdu', fabricated. Has no origin at all, has no reference, is not authentic. And why you find many times that Hadith, we call it fabricated, and it's ulama, they very, very worry about that to listen to it. Because of tribalism, people fabricated Hadith. Because of something it's called zandaka, someone just want to put some words on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or storytellers, most of them, they put their own. Then we got something it's called Hadith marfu'. What is Hadith marfu'? That Sahabi did not say, our Prophet said, he said, we've been commanded by the Prophet. Our Prophet asked us to do, instructed us to do, our Prophet forbade us not to do, or from the Sunnah you have to do that. Now, that is called that Hadith, that Sahabi described that act of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed it to us. And we do believe that Deen al-Islam is from the first day under attack. Many people, they want to take us away from the deen in different way. They use war, but they fail to get it, because Muslims, they die for the sake of Allah. So they try to terrorize us, try to attack the Muslim Ummah to leave the deen. They never left. And you see in Somalia they die hungry, but they don't leave deen Islam. Then you got some people, we call them Mustashriqun. What is Mustashriqun? The Orientalist, those who study to create error in the mind of the Muslim. And we got Mustaghribun. What is Mustaghribun? Some people from us, they want to find fault on deen so that he can free himself from responsibility. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, very clear, أَصَحَابِي كَالنُّجُومِ. My companions is like the stars. What do you need the star for? You got light, or you got guidance at night? You get them on the land, on the road, or you need them on the sea to see the direction? بِأَيِّهُمُ اقْتَدَيْتُ مُهْتَدَيْتُمْ. If you take anyone as a guider, you will reach your destination. You love the way of Umar ibn Khattab, no problem, you will reach your destination, which is Jannah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, like roses, got different flavors. Yes. Why we are talking about that? Because nowadays the enemy of Islam, they corrupted our present time now. You look around you, you find it's corrupted. They put doubt on everything around you. So what we say now, please, if you corrupted our hadir, our present time, leave for us the history, our heritage. Now you are attacking our ulama, you are attacking our leaders now, and you want to attack our history, you want to attack our heritage. We are very proud of our forefathers, the ulama, the sahaba, the tabi'in. Leave us to enjoy our history and our deen. Don't corrupt the present time and the past. And already the future is in the trouble. Don't find similar like the Sahaba of Rasulullah. It will never happen. It's exclusive. One copy and finish. Sahaba got different flavor. You got Alim, you got Hafiz, you got the man of bravery, you got the man of mercy and softening. You got someone who's rich, you got someone who's very, very great fighter. You got different flavor of Sahaba, a cocktail, like their vitamins and elements in your body, you need them. So sometimes you need Umar radiallahu an, sometimes you need Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, you need Hazrat Bilal radiallahu an, or Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu an. You find yourself around you, or in your family, you need someone like that. A cocktail, a lovely elements and vitamins, you need it. Same like the surahs of Quran. Can't rely on one surah, you need to read and pick up the vitamins and that assessing from every surah. Our man, Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu an. We don't want to go for details because Abu Hurairah radiallahu an is a man of taqwa, and we call him Hafidhul Awwal or Hafidhul Deen, the protector of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to talk politics and we talk about what is happening. Is long story this. But anyone who try or mistaking did not give the value of the Sahabi, make tawbah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. All of us, we need the rahmat of Allah. I'm talking about the value of the Sahaba, and we talk about that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, from the Mukathirin. You know what is Mukathirin? Okay, let me tell you what is a Mukathirin. Mukathirin, there's some Sahaba, there are six Sahaba, they narrated 1,000 something hadith, like from 1,540. We call them Mukathirin. Then, the top of them is Abu Hurairah radiallahu an. Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, Mukathirin, is the top one, the leader of that six. After him you find Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar. He narrated 2,630 hadith. And then after Abdullah, number three, Anas bin Malik. Then number four, Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated 2,210. Abdullah bin Abbas, 1,660. Last one, Sayyidina Jabir. And then you get the different type of number of ahadith. But these are the six people, we call them. Ask anyone who study, he will tell you what is Mukathirin. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is the top of them, 5,374. Not like what the people say, 40,000 or not. No, no, no. It's 5,374. Okay. We call him Al-Hafidh Al-Awwal, the one who got sharp memory to memorize. And Hafidhuddin, Hafidhuddin, it means the protector of the practicality of Deen al-Islam. Without Abu Hurairah, you lost. Right. If you heard that Jum'ah Bayan in Khutbah in Arabic, that when you heard that Imam, or that Mawlana said, Allah, Allahu fi ashabi, fi Allah on my companion. What's fi Allah? When you deal with the Sahaba, you must be very sensitive and you must be very careful and give that Sahabi his value. Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Ittaqillah, ittaqillah, fi Allah. Watch when you talk about my Sahaba. لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي. Do not take one of the Sahaba as an issue after me. It means, don't make a discussion about one Sahabi and make them the talk of the town, like the way we see now. We praise the Sahaba, we trust. Now many people said, oh, what do you know the problem between Hazrat Uthman and Sayyidina Mu'ad? لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعد. You must listen to this one. If you are really Muslim, you want to save yourself from a very serious issue, do not discuss and make the Sahabi a talk or a dispute. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. When we love them, that love based on the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he loves them, so we have to copy our Nabi. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضُهُمْ. Now, if you dislike them, you already dislike Rasulullah, because these people are part of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he became a Muslim through سيدنا الطفيل. I don't know if you heard about الطفيل, maybe you listened to the seerah. And you came to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, my tribe are very stubborn. Can you make dua? So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allahumma ahdi daus, Allahumma ahdi daus, Allahumma ahdi daus. Oh Allah, guide this tribe, daus, daus. Till Al-Tufail went there and the entire tribe become Muslim. One of them is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. When Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu heard that Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم made hijrah, went to Medina, sold everything from Yemen, because this daus used to live on Yemen, put everything on top of the camel and migrated and move, run to the deen, run to practice. Then on a road, the camel get lost with everything. So Abu Huraira become empty hand, lost everything, start from zero. And Allah wanted, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wish for someone something, He lightning and give him a very light and small load. When the people lost their business, someone lost something, say, you're lucky, you meet Allah with no luggage, it's good. So you will never go for, you will go from duty free, that green light there you see it on the airport, you won't go for the red one. Reason, you don't have anything to be questioned about it. Then we start from zero. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you barakah and the love of sahaba, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect all of us with the sahaba, including Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. I have to stop as Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran that you're tuning to our program. And we'd like to remind you that our program is live program. And we say shukran jazeelan for all those who send WhatsApp and messages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create that muhabba of the sahaba in our heart. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and our children to appreciate the value and the effort of sahaba. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for that great effort they gave it to us, the deen and sunnah. Before the break, I was talking about Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, and how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tested him on a road to Deenullah in Madinatul Munawwara. Then, as I said, that he lost all his belongings and the camel. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, he had one quality. And I promise you, as we said in other program, once you have this quality, inshallah everything will be secured. That piety and to be kind to parents, kind to mom and dad. Trust me, if you have this too, there is no fear on you at all. That Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for my mother. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ahdi umma Abi Huraira. Oh Allah, give hidayah to the mother of Abi Huraira. Abu Huraira went home, he heard the splash of the water, and then he asked the mother, she said, I made ghusl to read Kalima Shahada. Before he gave her da'wah, he said, I took my mother to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I asked Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make du'a, ud'u Allah, ayyuhabbibani ila salihi khalqihi wa ummi. Make dua that let the people love me and let all the khalq of Allah, the creation of Allah, the pious people love me and my mother. Then every morning, calling his mother, oh my mom, may Allah grant you mercy as you brought me up when I was young. كَمَا رَبَّيْتَنِي صَغِيرًا. You know, like رَبِّ رْحَمْهُمَا كَوْلًا, that's the same dua. And the lady replied to her son, may Allah forgive you as you be kind while I'm old. So you said, may Allah, mommy, may Allah reward you as you brought me up when I was young. So the lady said, no, may Allah forgive you because you look after me while I was old. So these people, they gain dunya and akhirah. Then he made agreement with his mother. Mom, let us make a contract. Let us discuss and learn hadith on the first third of the night. In the middle of the night we sleep, and in the last third of the night we wake up for tahajjud, qiyamul layl. She said, oh my son, I'm joining you. And what a lovely ibadah when the son and the mother or the parents sitting and reading ibadah. Allahu Akbar. Two generations. Nowadays, may Allah give our children hidayah. Mother in the musalla and the children are doing something opposite. Who again is with the Facebook or the computer or whatever. We need the collective ibadah. And then Allah granted him a daughter. And she inherited that mother's sunnah, sharing the ilm with her father and the daughter of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira came to him and said, Rasulullah, I forget a little bit. He said, bring your garment here. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam folded his garment, the Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's garment, and say, Bismillah, Bismillah. Abu Huraira said, wallahi, after that dua, never forget a letter. And then he became the most hafiz amongst the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam detest him in all the terminology of hadith. All the test of hadith. And we believe that is the result. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. When you have taqwa, you will get the ilm of Allah. We call him Hafidhul Islam. He asked him, why are you memorizing so much? He said, because I accompany the Prophet full time, and the others, they don't accompany him full time. And I attend, and they don't attend most of the time. They are busy with something on dunya. I don't have nothing in this dunya to be busy with. So I just accompany Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala shab'i batni, just to fill my stomach. For 3 meals, I will accompany him. And he said, I have nothing to forget hadith or deen for it. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar said to him, Sahaba are the witness, all of them witness that he's a hafiz. And they agree with him for everything. And they said, huwa ahfazuna. And the most interesting thing, that Abu Huraira radiallahu an was very, very a light person. You know, likes jokes and so very, very light person. You know, sometimes the joking, it's sunnah or makruh or haram, depend on the need of their jokes. Very, very important to have jokes. But because we're living on a time, people got stress. People, they already have that drama and trauma in their life. And you need a little bit of... We got Mudhikatul Madina. We got so many Sahaba who used to make jokes with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They, in the situation, we need some little bit of... This bab, chapter on Bukhari, they call Babul Mubasata ila nas. How imbisat. You know what is imbisat? You just make light jokes here to break that boredom or that seriousness on some issue. Very important. But the problem is that what type of joke you're making. You're mocking someone. You make jokes to eat the right of the others and to be unfair to the other. You make jokes to cause some friction and some problem in dunya and akhirah, or you are making something that's called muda'aba. You're just playing with the people. When we say it on bayan or in the class, when the thing's getting very serious, you just make one slightly light joke just to break that seriousness or that hardness on the talk or in the situation. People in jihad, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you just want to entertain them and make one joke. And then on the safar, when they travel, or maybe when you meet an old man, or you play with the children, something is called fukaha. What is fukaha? You know, like come from the Arabic, it's called fakiha, fruit. Why we eat a fruit?
when after you eat the meal, you need one fruit, just to have a different taste. You need something sour. You people like what you call Bilal, the masala and what else, the achar and all that. It's not like a food, but you need to change your taste. Imbisat is like stretching your face. I don't want to meet the Muslim while he's frowning and his face is very, very serious and he looks like I did kill his father. We got some people like that. And many people think that that seriousness is like a iman or something. No. Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhi ka sadaqa. To smile on the face of the brother is sadaqa. So no, we don't have any problem with the jokes at all. So we got muda'aba. What is muda'aba? Nabi Muhammad said, play with the children. And then they make games and make some physical playing. Make a camel for the children too. We got something that's called turfa. What is turfa? Turfa, you mention an incident so that some incident happened, but with the rules, with the rules of joking in Islam. Not any joke is halal. Some incident happened to you. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he had a dispute with Aisha radiallahu anha, then they called Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, he saw that situation is a bit serious. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very cross. Aisha radiallahu anha complained, they need more money and more nafaqah. Then he said, oh Rasulullah, if you see my wife, how much noise she make for spending, she wants spending, our Nabi smile. You see, yeah, that's what I need. You know that one, we call it what? Turfa. Turfa. Turfa, it means some incident you make, little bit of. So you got Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every day, Zahir bin Hiram, that man of joking on, he used every day give Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam turfa. We call it turfa. Very light, nice, I don't say jokes, nice incident, so that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smile. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day that Zahir bin Hiram radiallahu anhu, he didn't come to the Nabi for his sabak, for his turfa. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam found him on a free market and then he hugged him. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who can buy this slave from me? So that man, he said, ya Rasulullah, you will find no price for me. I'm priceless. No value for me. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, but you have a very value in the eyes of Allah. You're not a slow car item. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik was the most afkahun nas, the one who can give a nice joke to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We got something that's called mula'aba. What is mula'aba? You play. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we play. The daughter of Sahabi is called Khalid bin Sa'id. She used to play with the seal of the Nubuwa in the body of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, sometimes your grandson or your children, you can play with your lihya. You pull your top in there, you get cross. No. That khatm al-nubuwa day in the shoulder of Nabi Muhammad. Her father said, hey, stop. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, daha, leave her. He used to compete with his wife. And he let Hassan al-Hussein radiallahu anhuma ride him as a camel. And he used to spoil and he give a nickname to Aisha, who the sahaba. Why I'm saying that? Because joking, we need it. This is a stress time. Entertaining the heart of the ummah. We bring the muhabba. And also it's a sunnah, as I mentioned now. It's Salaf, they did do it. You remember, there is a comedian of Mecca and comedian of Medina. And they, when the comedian lady of Mecca moved to Medina, subhanallah, when the brotherhood started to be there, and then it matched that lady, subhanallah. And one sahabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, this man will enter Jannah smiling. He likes jokes. And it's from Allah. وَهُوَ أَضْحَكُ وَأَبْكَ. Allah is the one who caused us to laugh and to smile. You bring muhabba, create some activities, create some freshness. right, easy to reach the heart of the people, entertaining and sympathy, you can say to the sick person, to the children, to the old age people, refreshment your brain. Oh, the teacher whole day, maths is very dry, so now we need a little bit of break, you can make jokes there, but the problem is, what type of joke? Yes. So it is a very heavy situation, and you, I don't want to give you many jokes today. It happened in the life of Rasulullah, right in jihad. He used to ask Sayyidina Jabir, do you have a wife? Why you never married? Because sometimes the joke can help more than the bayan, and can cause a problem also. Yes. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He's the one who asks you if you mean that joke or you don't mean it. Allah knows. So Abu Hurairah himself was like that. He narrated so nice a hadith and also very serious a hadith. And when he narrated some a hadith regarding Akhirah, no more jokes now. He became unconscious. And many hadith, when he mentioned the hadith about the fire of Jahannam, he fainted. He get unconscious. When he narrated that Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, three people will enter Jahannam. The reciter of the Quran al-Kareem. See, how come? Reciter of the Quran will enter Jahannam. He said, yes. So Allah will tell him, you recite to be mentioned as a qari. فَعَلْتَ لِيُقَالَ وَقَدْ قِيلَ. You done it to be mentioned, and you already mentioned. You have no reward. And the person who spent for the sake of Allah, and Allah will tell him, كَذَبْتْ. You lied. You spent to be mentioned, and you've been mentioned. Another fighter, you say, I die shaheed. You say, كَذَبْتْ. You're lying. You died to be mentioned, and you already mentioned. Then, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when he heard this serious thing there, no more jokes. Yes, because Abu Hurairah knows the seriousness of this hadith. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to appreciate the effort of Sahaba. May Allah forgive anyone who does not know the value of Sahaba. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala create the muhabba of Sahaba in the heart of our children. And we know that Sayyidina Abu Hurairah was not only with Rasulullah 2 years. No, that is incorrect. It's 4 years. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu accepted Islam on the 7th year of Hijrah. And he accompanied the Prophet till the Prophet died. So it's 4 years. Our Prophet died on the 11th year of Hijrah. So it's 7 and 11 is 4 years. Company Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't leave him only in the time of sleeping. He had one objective, just to record and to write the action and the reaction and the words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 4 years, it will give you more than 5,000 hadith. If Muhammad Bilal asked me to stand on the street to record and write the notes of what is happening here on the mall for 4 years, will I write 5,000 statement or less or more? It's not too much. It's not too much. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for us to fulfill the haqq of every Sahabi. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guide all of us, inshallah, for practicing what the Sahaba used to do. As I said, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us the Sahaba, gave us the treasure, the practicality of deen. We very proud of our history, our sahaba, tabi'in, tabi'at tabi'in, our ulama, our hufaz. We very, very happy of anyone who just remind us about Allah. We appreciate and we take this opportunity and make dua. May Allah reward each and every alim, hafiz, muallima, parents, anyone who got that ham and concern about deen and sahaba. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from any zulm to anyone. May Allah guide everyone to siratul mustaqim. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our students who are studying deen, tawfiq, to get the correct deen so that he can come and teach us and guide us, so that all of us, inshallah, we can pass that obstacle of this dunya. And we do believe that through the knowledge of ulama and sahaba, we are saved. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, if you look at the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, you will know who is this man. Because his main objective is to scan, and it's like a camera. And I don't know if you still remember what I'm saying, hadith marfu', that type of hadith here, as I said, our Prophet asked us to do, our Prophet told us, instructed us, forbid us, he said no, our Prophet then is like a description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you got a serious hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu an regarding Akhirah. We got one hadith, myself personally, when I read it, I know how serious is this man. That when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three people, أَنَا خَصْمُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, I am against them in the day of Qiyamah. Normally Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will help us in the day of Qiyamah, but three people, he will stand against this type of people. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he read some hadith regarding Qiyamah, he sat on his knees and he's crying and weeping. He's like a baby. And he said, one of them, that the person taking amanat by the name of Allah, then he betray. Oh, that one is hard. Amanat, not only money. Amanat is a trust, not only money. We've been giving amanat. Our deen is amanat. Our children are amanat. Our body is amanat. So I don't know why people think only that amanat is money. That is one type of amanat. Someone took qasam that I'm going to give you, pay you. He took the name of Allah, who amanat. Right? And then ghadara. Ghadarat means betray, break his promise. وَرَجُلٌ بَاعَ حُرًّا فَأَكَلَ ثَمَنُ, and someone sold a free man and he ate his price. Now, you're not allowed to sell a free person. But now when we read this hadith, you say, who can sell a free person? Yes. People, they steal the children to beg or to steal the he gave his wife for zina, or Allah may Allah save, or the one who blackmail people and take their money, or someone who break the reputation and abuse the reputation, or take the secret of the people and sell it. You got a lot of meaning on that. Selling a free person. What is selling a free person? You dishonor the person for the sake of money. And then he said the second person, the third person, وَرَجُلٌ اسْتَأْجَرَ أَجِيرًا, someone use a worker. Ajir is the one who work for laborer. Do you call it laborer or worker? فَاسْتَوْفَ مِنْهُ, he let him do the job, وَلَمْ يُعْطِهِ حَقَّ أَجْرُهُ, and he did not give him his wages. That is bad. Very bad. People work for you, then you try to deprive that person, and you abuse his sweat. You eat the sweat. And we do have some people, they eat the sweat of the people, gain blood of the sweat of someone. Many people, they don't pay the full payment, try to break the promise of the payment. After months of effort and work, people don't get paid, changing the contract. Or take advantage on the people they are not working or unemployed, misusing the foreigners. Oh, he knows that person is desperate for the job, so he kill him with a price. That is very bad. So this hadith of Abu Huraira when he read it, he knows how serious is the anger of Allah for the people who do that. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reward each and everyone who got to worry about deen. May Allah forgive everyone, the one who did not know the value of Sahaba. May Allah accept our tawbah all. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala resurrect us with Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in a day of Qiyamah fi maq'adi sidqin inda malikin muqtadir. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll talk more next week. Inshallah, shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.